with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting rain and snow will dominate the weather this New Year's Eve in the Northeast and Midwest. Correspondent Rita Foley reports.
In New York City, tonight's Times Square celebration is expected to draw big crowds despite rain in the forecast. AccuWeather predicts heavy rain and a thunderstorm this evening. In fact, there's rain, snow, and a wintry mix in the forecast from the Midwest part of the Northeast today. From Maryland to Florida, there will be spotty showers. The good news? The West will start to see a break from the relentless wet pattern. Las Vegas will bid farewell to 2024 with its annual 8-minute pyrotechnic show on the Las Vegas Strip. I'm Rita Foley.
The number of immigrants who entered the country illegally and then struggled to find housing in sanctuary cities contributed to a record number of Americans who experienced homelessness in 2024. According to a new report, correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
Data released by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development shows that more than 770,000 people struggled to finding a place to stay across the country on a single night. The report also indicates that the percentage of Hispanics dealing with homelessness was exponentially higher than the national average, due largely to increased migrant populations in cities like New York, Denver, and Chicago. The 18% increase in the nation's unsheltered population was the largest year-over-year jump since HUD began tracking homelessness in 2007. Bernie Bennett reporting.
New York City police say they've identified the woman who died on December 22nd after being set on fire while inside a New York subway train. The victim is a 57-year-old from New Jersey named Debrina Kawam. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 29 points, the NASDAQ dropped 175, the S&P lower by 25. This is SRN News. President-elect Trump nominates another Christian. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
Mark Burnett, the producer of Mr. Trump's Apprentice TV show, has been selected to be special envoy to the United Kingdom. Burnett, who was born in England, has produced a number of popular reality shows, including Survivor and Shark Tank. He's also an outspoken Christian who is married to actress Roma Downey. Together, they put on a 10-part series on the Bible for the History Channel, which was very popular. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Rhode Island man has admitted to using gasoline to set several fires around the exterior of a predominantly black church earlier this year. Prosecutors say Kevin Colantonio set several fires around the exterior of the Shiloh Gospel Temple early on February 11th in North Providence. The building was vacant at the time, and fires were quickly extinguished by members of the fire department. Damage to the church was not extensive. This is SRN News. China says it's held nothing back on the origins of COVID.
Researchers from the WHO, accompanied by Chinese colleagues, took part in a trip in early 2021 and then released a report saying the virus had probably been born when it passed from an animal, possibly a bat, to a human. That discounted a competing theory that the virus had leaked from a lab. Beijing denies wrongdoing. On Tuesday, China said it immediately shared data about the virus with the WHO and the international community when it first emerged.
BBC correspondent Celia Hatton reporting. Police in London searched Tuesday for a burglar who broke into an occupied mansion and stole more than $13.2 million worth of jewelry, designer handbags, and cash. The owners of the estate were not home at the time on December 7th. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.